Howdy, Festivarians! Strap on the seatbelt! It's Friday night! From their origins of the wonderful name that came from a Mark Twain story, to going to Carnegie Hall, to having their music in the Hunger Games, Messrs. Thiele, McKelney, Butcher, Eldridge, Cohort, from Brooklyn to Nashville, the 21st century bluegrass boys, ladies and gentlemen, the Punch Brothers. Oh, but we know you for this.
Thank you. Thank you. On this Holy Friday. NPM falling out of the mandolin. Ears falling out of my face. How are you guys? Alright. My goodness. This just really is the best that it gets all year.
Yes, and it has yet to snow during the Punch Brothers set. We seem to bring out the best in the weather demons. Perhaps we're getting a year off. Folks, I can't describe the view that I have right here fully, but I'm gonna just give you a few hints. There are some beautiful mountains, but more prominently, this is becoming a Telluride tradition, is the effigy of a gnome on about a 30-foot pole right in front of the stage, folks. Nothing like a friendly sight during your biggest festival set of the year. Folks, if you've never seen Punch Brothers before, typically when the effigies of gnomes are raised up into the air, they're usually on fire. But we're being extra careful this year. On another note, we have a brand new record out, folks. It's called The Phosphorescent Blues. Check, check. Thank you. We're gonna play for you the opening track from this record right now. This is one called Familiarity. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. skin makes the band sound better, makes your baby cuter, makes the sound taste sweeter.
Well, folks, just when we thought it couldn't get any more old-timey, we're going to go way, way back. A musical songbook, possibly the most old-timey song we know, tuned by the great bluegrass French composer Claude Debussy. Huge in Southwest Colorado, Claude Debussy. This next piece was originally written for the piano. And in a normal Punch Brothers show, four of us would leave the stage and Paul Court would sit down at a piano with a rose and a glass of wine and serenade the audience. But since this is a bluegrass festival, legally we're forbidden from doing that, so we've worked up an arrangement of this piano piece for the five bluegrass instruments. We're going to try our best. Just keep that in mind. This is really Paul's showcase, typically, the piano, but... We'll do it anyways. This one's called the Pasquier. Thank you.
Gabe Butcher's face. He's Gabe Butcher's beard. Nate, please make him laugh.
Thank you. about you guys when you wrote this song.
This final song.
We started saying that other places, and then it it just didn't feel right. It stopped. You're the only people we can ahoy with now.
We tried it once on a music cruise and it was utterly disappointing.
Yeah, real weird. Because I thought that was great. Well, folks, it is time for a bona fide bluegrass song. This is a bluegrass festival. It's actually sort of bona fide because it's sort of also a country and western songs. Country and western and bluegrass all at the same time.
All styles,
but it speaks to themes that are going to be familiar to everyone out there this weekend. It's called Through the Bottom of the Glass.
Thank you.
After all that I've found in my tribes around the world, was there anything that gentlemen, I said I've studied the charts, and if what I am thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world. For the first morning breaks through the ice, and I looked around the room. Thank you.
us. He plays for us. Noel Pagani on the banjo, Mr. Paul Cohen on the bass, Chris Albers on the guitar, and Ken Butcher on the violin.
One more time, that's Chris Thiele on the mandolin. Thank you so much, folks.